Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, so prior to starting my podcasting Ponzi scheme, I was on the radio on 107.3 WBBL in beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan. We worked really, really hard trying to put on a great show. It never really caught on the way we would have hoped. Trans, that's a nice way of saying no one listened. Well, that's okay, because I'm taking all the shows on there and putting them on my Patreon for you to check out now. I call it the Lost Zane Recordings. I give you a little snippet of it here, a free view, if you will, of what used to go on there. Maybe you can add that to your listening during the week. It's part of what's on Patreon. $5 or $10 a month, you get this on my Patreon, okay? Try it out. That's all I'm asking. Give it a try. If it stinks, no big deal. You tried. But it might be exactly what you're looking for, because sometimes it's kind of hard to find something you want to listen to all the time. So maybe this will satisfy that. If you like it, let it ride or convert it to a yearly, and I'll take 10% off the price. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings, in which I think Stu is sitting in. Stu McAllister is filling in. And I always enjoyed those. I enjoyed all my time on BBL in retrospect. But it was always fun to get Stu in there. So enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane Recordings. Where one more side note, I swear to God. The processing on that station, I've mentioned this before, the audio, the settings on the microphone or something. It was so muddy. Oh, God, it's brutal. You know, I listened back to that. I was like, that's not my voice. It is not me. What is going on there? I don't know who was in charge of that shit. Anyway, thank God, a total engineering professional like your old pal Eric Zane is monitoring the microphone on this show. Anyway, as just a little technical side note, don't even know why I threw it in there. Probably just because I have ADHD. Okay, enjoy. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show for Wednesday the 20th. Hold on. 28th. Ben, I need your assistance. Every day, Julius hopes that I won't mention what show number we're on. And the one day that he's not here, yesterday, I did not mention it once. That is the first time that has happened, Ben. Sorry. You're back. What number are we on today?
179.
Oh, God. So all day yesterday, I didn't say it once. That has never happened. That's a first on the show. Just goes to show you, Stu comes in here, it all goes to hell.
throwing me under the bus? Is that what's happening?
All right. Throwing a wrench in the plan, a fly in the ointment, any other thing you can say that denotes some type of mayhem?
Snafu.
Snafu. A snag. Tripped up.
Mm-hmm.
Show number 179. Since we last spoke, several things have unfolded in front of our very eyes. I got Ernie to try eggnog. That was outstanding.
Did he like it?
No.
Do you like it?
Not really.
I like it.
Not particularly.
I do.
I think I would try it again, maybe force myself to and convince myself it's good. That's what old people do.
You're not old, man.
I don't know if they do that. And Carrie Fisher died.
She's gone.
You know, we just talked about her yesterday, and I think the tone of our discussion was, yeah, she's going to pull through. And I don't know why we would even base. I mean, we had no knowledge.
Because we're hopeful human beings.
I think when the story kind of unfolded, they didn't say on TV she suffered a massive heart attack.
Right.
They said there was a condition or something like that.
Medical complications.
Yeah, or something like that on an airplane. She was taken to the hospital, and then I was under the impression yesterday that it was going to be like, well, you know, death clanked one off the goalpost. Right. And so I was shocked when I got an update on my phone, and I was 1 minute after I got it, I posted it, and it was so fast that when I posted it, it hadn't really even gotten
people
out.
Weren't
it
sure
was like one TV station in California was talking about it. And not that I'm, it makes it seem like I'm proud of that. It makes it seem like that was the first radio guy to announce that Carrie Fisher had passed away.
Right.
But so then right away, a lot of, people were talking about it, and it was all over the news. And we just had that discussion. We're like, the George Michael, that's been a rough year, but she's going to be fine.
Another one bites the dust.
Oh, my gosh.
It's wrong, man.
Yeah.
She's iconic.
Fox 17 was all over it, guys. This story was, they went out and interviewed people at Celebration Cinema who, get their thoughts on it, which I guess is what you're supposed to do in news.
Right.
A couple things stood out in this story. We'll park on them as they happen, or maybe when this is all done.
First at 10, you don't have to be from a galaxy far, far away to have heard of Carrie.
Stuff like that.
It's Christian Frank, man. I love him.
I love Christian, but yeah. And his isn't the big one. It's just nonstop references to the movies.
Yeah.
So I was waiting for stuffed in a trash compactor with a monster reference. Or
Fisher, the actress who played Princess Leia, of course. Well, she passed away this morning. She died just a few days after suffering that massive heart attack on a flight from London to Los Angeles.
Fisher wore many hats, but fans all across the globe will probably remember her best as the princess with those unforgettable hair buns from Star Wars.
I had no idea she did anything other than Star Wars. I remember she was in the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes. She was the wife.
Crazy, crazy wife of Jake.
Yeah.
And but Michelle McCormick says she was a writer and very, very funny. Funny comedic writer.
Yes.
And that's about it, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to Wikipedia her right now and go, yeah. What else was she in? Because, nothing seems to stand out.
I didn't even know that there was an issue with mental health or an alcohol.
Yeah. I knew that, yeah.
I'm always the last to know the negative things because I probably don't, the same thing with George Michael. I'd forgotten all about the lewd act. George Michael dies and then... Oh, the first thing that comes out about him is, best known for, and he had a great career, and he propositioned a cop by showing him his wang in a restroom.
Wiener.
And they, on one of the, on the shows last night, they're like, and this right here is the last known photo of George Michael.
Oh, boy.
And it's a grainy one shot like across a room with no lighting, and they actually go, notice how bloated he is. I'm like, come on.
Why would they say that? Come on.
Look at the bloat on that man. That is a word that can never be used in any way positive.
In a positive way. She's bloated. Doesn't she look great?
Wow, man, what a handsome, bloated man. God, your dog is so cute and bloated.
Mm, like a dead whale.
Wow, this steak is delicious. is delicious. It's got bloat in it. That word has never been used in any way positive.
Her passing comes on the heels of the latest Star Wars movie, Rogue One. Fox 17's Michael Dupre went to Celebration Cinema in Grand Rapids today to find out how her fans are honoring her tonight.
Now, half these people are very young, and so I almost picture them not having any idea who this person is, Carrie Fisher, that they're talking about, but yet we'll weigh in as... They always do whenever you put a camera on someone's face. Probably not, but it just seemed a little trite.
Michael.
Christian, Janice, it's not easy to come to grips with. The original Star Wars movie centered around her character, Princess Leia. Her performance, won over countless fans, many who are paying tribute to her by watching the film on the big screen.
I mean, when they said coming to grips with it and not easy to deal with it, this wasn't Tom Hanks. I mean, this was, I mean, I understand it's,
right.
It's monumental because she was part of an iconic film, but it wasn't, I mean, she didn't have a big body of work.
No.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay, you can go to eufy.com, EUFY.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
It's hard to hear that iconic intro without thinking of the iconic character, Princess Leia. And who can forget her legendary phrase?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Actress Carrie Fisher and her role as Princess Leia became an icon that Star Wars fans everywhere relate to.
Makes me really sad because I grew up with her. So it came out when I was 7 years old, and I just, everybody knows who Princess Leia is.
Star Wars fandom stretches across generations.
Even Julius showed emotion about this.
What?
Yes. Did you see that, Ben, on Twitter?
Yeah, I did. I saw his tweet, yeah.
I thought he was a stone.
Yeah, I know he really likes Star Wars, even though on this show, a new Star Wars movie comes out, and he's like, sneer, sneer, eye roll.
And he saw it five times.
Sneer, eye roll, grumble, sneer, eye roll. And I'll add a sneer, eye roll to that. Why? Well, because it's not, like, real.
What?
It's the side story to how they got the Death Star plate.
Right.
Yeah, but I'll add a sneer, eye roll to that, and it'll be sneery. And I'll throw in the side of snark and some sneer.
Any bloat.
And there'll be a big main portion of bloat, sneer, eye roll, snark. We can do a bit where I just do that voice, Ben, and I answer, and I'm Julius. We could add him to Spartan Roundtable.
There you go.
And all he can say is sneer, eye roll, snark, bloat. And so he was like hell-bent against the Rogue One film.
Really?
Okay. I don't know. He's gonna axe a grind with everything, but he tweeted out the announcement that she had died from People magazine, and then wrote, "Damn." And then I retweeted it, and then Amy, one of the Zaniacs, wrote, "Careful, you're showing emotion. You might be showing some emotion there. Careful."
Fans calling them out.
I started watching it when I was like 6 years old, I think, with my dad. He had old VHS, and New Hope was the first one I saw, and yeah, she's great actress.
Many coming to see Rogue One as a way of honoring Fisher's passing.
As soon as I got the text that she had passed,
Now this guy is super Star Wars nerd, you can just tell. So he got the big news, and he called out the troops.
As soon as I got the text that she had passed, I contacted everybody and said, she passed Rogue One tonight.
Let's do it!
Made that series what it is today. Everyone's just sad about it. It's a difficult thing to keep in your mind.
See, I think that guy just thought that was a nice thing to say. She made it what it is today. George Lucas did.
She made that series what it is today. Everyone's just sad about it. It's a difficult thing to keep in your mind. I mean, she was such an iconic.
See, I think that guy is just talking to hear himself talk.
Right.
It's a difficult thing to keep in your mind.
Self-important.
What? Figures.
Most people will be wanting to see the movies more and rewatching and kind of just taking in what she was and how great she was and treasuring what she's done for the whole franchise.
Fisher finished shooting Star Wars Episode 8 before her death.
She's doing her job.
And she could make a return in future films with the help of special effects.
Or if for Episode 9... They
brought back a guy in Rogue One who's been dead for 21 years.
Right.
And they did a hell of a job with it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait.
Is that body double?
I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Would it spoil it if I said, would it?
No, not spoiling.
Peter Cushing has been dead since 1995. He played Grand Moff Tarkin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm watching that movie and Peter Cushing, I'm like, wait a minute. He looks the same as he did in 1977. There's got to be something going on here, right? Yeah. And sure enough, nowadays you can't even die and they'll put you in a movie. You're going to have a great movie with everybody.
Still got to get a paycheck, man.
They could do the Blues Brothers over again with Jake and they'd have no problem.
Well, do you think they'll do that with Leia in the next movie?
Yeah, I think that they talk about that a little bit here. I think the next movie, they're actually good.
Shooting Star Wars Episode 8 before her death, and she could make a return in future films with the help of special effects.
There you go.
Or if for Episode 9, they do a CGI.
I think that they'll get through the series. They definitely will. She'll still be in there in Episode 8 and 9.
I think they will get to the series. I think they will get through the series. They definitely will get through the series, is what he said.
And I believe.
Even though Carrie Fisher is gone, the legendary character she created will live on here and in a galaxy far, far away.
We all grew up with Star Wars.
There's not going to be another Princess Leia.
Carrie Fisher dead at the age of 60. Now, Episode 8, in which Fisher does appear, wrapped shooting in July, and it will come out December of next year. Episode 9 begins shooting in 2018. No idea yet from filmmakers how they're going to address her role, right, if she's going to have one in that movie.
Well, at least we know we'll get to see her again on film. And such a great life. I mean, an author, a screenwriter, ended up being a comedian, and would take a lot of the problems that she had, dealing with depression and bipolar syndrome, to kind of work into the script and talk about it and really, you know, be somebody who was an advocate for mental health.
I mean, on screen and off screen, she faced the dark side, you know.
See, he's throwing in every Star Wars reference. On screen, she faced the dark side, and off screen.
She beat Darth Vader, really, and she also faded mental illness and
she
was able to conquer
Darth
on both
Vader.
Sides. So she really was an inspiration. You know, she fought the Empire and won in Star
See,
Wars.
He can't stop doing it.
Everybody right. just can really relate to that character yeah. that she portrayed on screen, but... You know, who she was in real life, also very inspiring.
Absolutely. Michael, thank you for that.
She had a car like a TIE fighter, and she was fighting TIE fighters.
Yeah.
Her husband was actually a robot named C-3PO in real life, and she knew a robot named C-3PO.
Dog R2.
But only 60 years old.
That was the last thing I remembered of her, was that interview she did with her dog. Like, she was on a morning show.
And oh,
I think it was like
that,
last year promoting her book.
I think. It's like a French bulldog.
Yeah. And the woman's trying to do this interview with her, and she just kept, like, talking to the dog.
Yeah.
It was weird. I loved it, but
she
it was
had the
weird.
Type of sense of humor that was like that. She wasn't, I mean, she would sit there and do the joke, and then people were like, oh, God, come on, cut it out.
Yeah, she
I
was
just
a little,
want to talk to you.
Little rough for morning television. So.
Yeah, and I think the dog has like a Twitter account. Actually, it does. I was looking at it, and it was really sad because it was a picture of this awesome dog looking out the window, saying "Please come home" or something like that.
Oh man, that's too much. That's too much.
We only have a handful of days left. Today's we already talked about 28. So there's only 3 days after today.
Yeah.
And will there be another person to pass away?
I saw people with lists on Facebook of like, we got to protect these celebrities, you know, and they had like,
yeah,
10,
we'll talk
15.
About that a little later on. I want to talk about that. People, we must protect them.
Right. I'm like, what?
Ben?
Well, they say it happens in threes. And so with George Michael and then Carrie Fisher, like,
well, yeah, but I think there's been like 10 in the last month.
Alan Thicke.
Zsa Zsa.
That comedian guy, he said to say Ricky something.
Dude from the
Hates Chris
Rock show. Yeah, I don't know if he counts.
People knew him enough.
Okay. All right.
We
Maybe
didn't.
He does. I hadn't heard of him.
You know, she was married to Paul Simon, too?
Yeah, I like did see that. And I had, no, I didn't know that.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, yeah. And she, yeah, it was a very, very short-lived thing. Yeah.
Eddie Fisher was her dad.
Who the hell was Eddie Fisher? Eddie Fisher. I thought he was a chess player.
No, that was Bobby Fischer.
Wasn't there a movie about Bobby Fischer?
Yes, yes, Finding Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, the way they've described this story many times was like,
sure,
one of Hollywood's leading ladies. It's like, she wasn't that...
Carrie Fisher?
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of overstating what she's done. One of the most important, influential actresses of our time.
Name your top 10 favorite actresses. Carrie Fisher is not going to be in it.
Right. And then they're like, she is from Hollywood royalty. And I'm like, I've heard of the name Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds.
And I thought that Eddie Fisher was a chess player.
No, he was a singer. Eddie Fisher was back in the 50s, was it?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he was a singer.
Yeah, that's old. Yeah. That's a long time. That's old. Yeah. And, you know, I'm so used to hearing, making a reference from 1980 and Julius not knowing what it is, that I really feel that that's super old.
Yeah. 50s is why are we talking about
God.
It?
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, we didn't get into it yesterday, but why is everybody getting in fist fights at the mall?
Come on. It's the mall.
It even happened in West Michigan. We'll tell you where at 6:23. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 support your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.